For intermediate players who are learning more about chords, they learn bar chords. Generally, there are six type of bar chords. Three chords off the sixth string root, like a major chord, a minor chord, and a seventh chord. So what I mean is, if you put your first finger on fret three, string six, that's a G. And if you make it look like an E chord that has a bar behind it, that's the chord of G. And then an E minor type shape will be a G minor, and then an E7 type shape will be a G7. So I call those E-shaped bar chords. And that's three out of the six. The other three are off the A shape. So what I mean by that is, if you put finger one on string five, if you put finger one on string five, that's C, and there's three shapes there. There's C major, there's C minor, and there's C7. And those all look like A, A minor, and A7. So I call this shape the A shape bar chords, of which there are three: C major, minor, and seven. So there's your six. So that's one thing that intermediate players can do, and it opens up a whole new world, because just by sliding that chord down, the C chord down one fret, well, there's a B, or sliding it up one fret, well, there's a D flat, you know, which there's no open chord equivalent for a B flat, I mean a D flat or a B, really. So, you know, it's very, very handy. Or if you take the G chord, you go down a half step, that's an F sharp. You go up a half step, that's a A flat. So it opens up a whole world of possibilities. Once you understand that there's only 12 notes, and each of those notes can have a major, minor, or seventh chord attached to it, well, that's 36 possibilities. Not to mention that there's A-shaped chords and E-shaped chords for each chord. So that's 72 possibilities. So what I mean is, you know, pick a random note, let's call it F. You know, you can do F, F minor, F7 at the first fret, sixth string, or you could do them, each of those three, at the eighth fret, fifth string. And so that's six chords for one note, and you times that by 12, and that's 72 possibilities for bar chords. So bar chords are amazing. And the other thing I find with respect to chords in intermediate players is that they don't really know how to embellish open chords. You know, every open chord can be embellished with different notes. Like, let's take a C chord. So what am I doing? I know you can't see me, but I'm taking notes from the related scale, which in this case C major pentatonic, and using those notes to add to the basic C chord. So if you took a open position C chord and an open position C major pentatonic, some of those notes are in the chord and others aren't. So I'm just moving fingers around to include some of those other notes. For example, pinky can play the second string, third fret, and that's a D note, and that's a C add 9. And just by toggling on and off, you know, that pinky, and that's only one little C chord. Intermediates, you should learn those chord embellishments for all the open chords, you know, G, lots of possibilities, and the minor chords too. You know, take an A minor or E minor. Let's do E minor. Because one thing people ask me is, you know, well, if I'm just doing singer-songwriter music, and I'm singing and playing rhythm guitar, and then I want a little instrumental break. Well, what do I do in the instrumental break? I don't want to just take a guitar solo, play single notes, because then it feels like all the bottom drops out. There has to be a way so that you can embellish chords, and that's where this comes in, this chord embellishment thing. So great thing to learn for intermediate players.